At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so buckle up, because today we are taking a deep dive into a listener letter that proves just because a neighborhood looks perfect on the outside doesn't mean there isn't some drama brewing underneath.
Yeah, and this one is juicy.
Oh, it's good. It all goes down in a place called Sunny Pines Estates. And when you hear that name, you probably picture,
like, manicured lawns and white picket fences.
Right, like the perfect little community.
Yeah.
But for our letter writer, let's call them the protagonist. This dream home quickly turned into a nightmare thanks to their oh-so-charming neighbors.
It's amazing how these seemingly peaceful settings can become battlegrounds. You know, the close proximity, the shared resources. It can create a pressure cooker for conflict.
It's true. You never really know what's happening behind those closed doors or, in this case, perfectly trimmed hedges. Our protagonists thought they were moving into a peaceful oasis with their Labrador Milo. But what they got instead was a nonstop symphony of barking dogs, thumping bass, and a
rat queen.
You read the letter? Yeah, you'll have to wait to hear about the rat queen. But that's like the climax of this whole saga. Let's rewind to the beginning, when the annoyances were still, you know, relatively normal neighbor stuff.
And like the classic barking dog and the Friday night parties that go a little too late.
Exactly. So at first, our protagonist tried to be reasonable. They went over, politely asked the neighbors to maybe turn down the music a bit.
Yeah.
You know, just a friendly heads up.
And how'd that go?
Not well. Apparently, the neighbor's response was basically, "My house, my rules." Talk about setting a hostile tone from the get-go.
Yeah, that initial interaction can really make or break things. It can determine whether there's any hope for a peaceful resolution or if things are destined to escalate.
And escalate they did. It went from loud music to a spotlight pointed directly at our protagonist's bedroom window.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's like they were intentionally trying to make their lives miserable. Then there were the kids running around screaming at all hours, garbage dumped on their property. It's like a greatest hits of nightmare neighbor behavior.
It's interesting how these situations often escalate gradually. Each act pushes the boundaries a little further, testing the waters to see what they can get away with.
And the worst part, the authorities were no help. Our protagonist called the police about the noise complaints, but it seemed like they were more annoyed by the calls than the actual disturbance.
So frustrating. It's like being trapped in a situation with no way out. That feeling of powerlessness can actually fuel the escalation of the conflict.
Just no one is taking you seriously. And then things went from bad to worse on New Year's Eve. You know how some people like to set off fireworks to celebrate?
Oh, I can imagine where this is going.
Well, these neighbors decided to aim their entire fireworks display directly at our protagonist's house. One of the rockets almost hit Milo. And when our protagonist tried to talk to them about it, their response was, "It's New Year's, deal with it."
Wow, that's just callous. It shows a complete lack of empathy or concern for their well-being.
At that point, our protagonist had officially reached their breaking point. They decided to fight fire with fire switch from passive complaining to active retaliation.
Oh, this is where things get interesting. What did they do?
Let's just say they got creative. We're talking leaf blowers at the crack of dawn, strategically placed wind chimes, and a piece de resistance, a welcome to hell yard display.
Hold on, a welcome to hell display. I need to hear more about this.
Oh, it gets better. The neighbors responded by blocking the driveway with their truck. So our protagonist called a tow truck, and then when the truck was gone, they discovered a dead rat strategically placed right where the truck had been parked.
Okay, that's messed up. It crosses a line. It's not just about being annoying anymore. There's a real sense of malice there.
Yeah, it's like something out of a psychological thriller. Suddenly, it's not just about loud music or inconsiderate behavior. It's about intimidation and fear.
And I bet that's when things really took a turn, right?
You bet. But we'll have to save that part of the story for after the break. So the rat incident. It feels like things took a pretty dark turn after that. Like, where is the line between being annoying and actually crossing over into harassment territory?
It's tough because the law often struggles to keep up with these kinds of situations. Proving intent can be really difficult. It often becomes a he said, she said situation.
Right. So our protagonist decided to take matters into their own hands. They installed security cameras and started documenting everything.
Ah, the modern weapon in neighbor wars. But yeah, it can be a double-edged sword. That footage can be powerful evidence, but it can also backfire if it's used inappropriately.
You're right. It's all about how you use it. In this case, it worked out in our protagonist's favor. They took all the footage, the loud music, the spotlight, the garbage, even caught the neighbors letting their dog poop on their lawn and posted it all in the neighborhood's Facebook group.
That's a bold move. What happened?
Well, let's just say the internet loves a good neighbor drama. The post blew up. Other neighbors started chiming in, sharing their own stories about these troublesome folks. Suddenly, it wasn't just one person complaining. It was a whole chorus of frustrated residents.
So the protagonist went from feeling isolated and powerless to having a whole community backing them up.
Exactly. And that's when the HOA, which had been pretty much ignoring our protagonist's complaints up until this point, finally took notice. They couldn't ignore the collective outrage anymore.
Public pressure can be a powerful motivator, especially when it comes to things like property values and community reputation.
Yeah. The HOA slapped the neighbors with a bunch of fines for violating community rules. Things finally quieted down for a while. You'd think that would be the end of the story, right? Happy ending. Everyone learned their lesson.
Knowing this story, I'm guessing it's not over yet.
Nope. Not even close. A few weeks later, our protagonist found a note taped to their door. It just said, "Watch your back." Chilling, right?
Yeah, that's creepy. It's like they went from being obnoxious to downright threatening.
It definitely added a whole new level of fear to the situation. Mm-hmm. Our protagonist couldn't relax, even though things were quiet. They were constantly looking over their shoulder, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
That psychological impact is often overlooked in these situations. It's not just about the actual events themselves. It's about the constant stress and anxiety of not knowing what's going to happen next.
And then one morning, our protagonist woke up to find their entire yard covered in toilet paper. And in the middle of it all, a scarecrow wearing a t-shirt that said Rat Queen.
The Rat Queen returns. It sounds almost comical, but I bet it wasn't funny for our protagonist at the time.
It was actually kind of a turning point for them. They told me they just started laughing.
Yeah.
Because what else could they do? It's like this absurd tragic comedy that they were trapped in.
I guess in a way, it's a good thing they could find some humor in it. Laughter can be a powerful coping mechanism.
But it also made them realize that this wasn't going to end anytime soon. It was like a never-ending cycle of retaliation. So did our protagonist win? Did they lose? I don't even know how to answer that.
It's not a simple win or lose situation, is it? They managed to get the community and the HOA involved. They got some validation. But the underlying conflict is clearly still there.
Yeah.
And that lingering fear and anxiety, that's a heavy price to pay.
It makes you wonder, was it all worth it? What if they had tried a different approach from the beginning? Is there a way to resolve these kinds of conflicts without resorting to an all-out war? It really makes you think about how we approach conflict in general. Like, is it always about winning? Or is there more to it than that?
I think that's a really important question. And in this case, it seems like focusing on winning might have actually made things worse in the long run.
Right. Like, maybe if they had tried a different approach from the get-go, things could have turned out differently.
It's hard to say for sure. But I think it's always worth exploring those alternative paths to conflict resolution, those options that don't involve escalation and retaliation.
So let's talk about that. What advice would you give to someone who finds themselves in a similar situation? Like, where do you even begin when you're dealing with a nightmare neighbor?
Well, the first thing I would say is communication is key. But I don't mean yelling over the fence or leaving nasty notes.
Yeah, that usually just makes things worse.
Exactly. It's about trying to have a calm, rational conversation with the person. Maybe even try to see things from their perspective.
Okay, but what if their perspective is totally unreasonable? Like, how do you find common ground with someone who thinks it's okay to blast heavy metal at 3 a.m?
It's not always easy. But sometimes what seems unreasonable to us might stem from something we don't understand. Maybe they're going through a tough time, maybe they have sensory sensitivities, or maybe they're just completely oblivious to how their actions are impacting others. The point is, there might be more to the story than we realize.
So how do you even start that conversation? It's not like you can just invite your nightmare neighbor over for coffee and a chat.
True, but a simple non-confrontational approach can go a long way. Maybe you catch them outside and say something like, "Hey, I've noticed the music has been pretty loud lately. Is everything okay?" It's about expressing concern, not launching an attack.
That makes sense. But what if they just slam the door in your face? Or worse, things escalate even further.
That's when you might need to consider bringing in a mediator. A neutral third party can help facilitate a productive conversation and hopefully guide both sides towards a solution.
We also saw in this story how powerful community involvement can be. Is that something you'd recommend?
Absolutely. Building relationships with your neighbors, creating that sense of community, can act as a buffer against these kinds of conflicts. When people feel connected and accountable to each other, they're less likely to engage in behavior that disrupts the peace.
So it's not just about dealing with the problem after it explodes. It's about fostering an environment where those explosions are less likely to happen in the first place.
Exactly. It requires a shift in mindset from me versus them to we're all in this together. It might sound cheesy, but it can make a world of difference.
Well said. I think that's a great takeaway for our listeners. Next time you encounter a neighborly annoyance, take a deep breath, channel your inner peacemaker, and remember, a peaceful neighborhood is a team effort.
And maybe invest in some noise-canceling headphones, just in case.
Uh-huh. Always a good idea. All right, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into the wild world of neighbor disputes. We've covered a lot of ground, from barking dogs and late-night parties to the psychology of escalation and the power of community.
It's been a fascinating and hopefully insightful journey.
It definitely makes you appreciate those quiet, drama-free neighborhoods, doesn't it? So here's a final thought for you to chew on. How can you be a better neighbor? How can you contribute to a more harmonious and peaceful community? It's something to think about and maybe even act upon. Until next time, keep the music down, be kind to your neighbors, and stay curious.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.